Mary Lasser says she's seen a change in the participation of women during the time she's been in the league.
At that time in the 60s, certainly in the 50s when the league was formed, 1959, it was younger women with baby carriages and strollers. The league provided babysitting for its members.
But when women went to work, the league lost members.
And now I see a resurgence, particularly in our own league. We not only have minorities in our league, on our board, we also have two young ladies, one at Plymouth South, one in Plymouth North, as well as another young lady who is now at Northeastern.
Lasser says citizen education has always been a top priority, and back then, getting the message out was less complicated. It was only radio, TV, and newspapers.
And then it was relatively simple. Today, social media has taken over, and there are so many different avenues, not all of whom have the same goal. And yet it's more important than ever that citizens need to be educated.
And to that end, the Plymouth League had a goal this fall in the run-up to the presidential election concerning education about the many ways to vote,
such as mail-in voting or going to the polls or early voting.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.